Adani's proposed coal mine is in the news once again, but this time it has nothing to do with the company itself and everything to do with the federal government. Adani wants to extract 12.5 billion litres of water from the surrounding region and the Sutor River, upon which farmers and the local wildlife rely, and it's not sitting well with its opponents. The Australian Conservation Foundation is now launching a court case against the government for its decision not to apply the so-called water trigger in assessing the mine's water infrastructure. Luke Radford has more.
So Adani have announced that they have the funds to build their mine. They've decided that they're going to finance it internally from the Adani family's own money out of India. And that means that they have all of the money that they need to build their rail line and build their coal mine. There are still a number of hurdles, though, that they need to get over before they can actually start construction. There are some key management plans that are resting with the state government that would need to be signed off before they can start digging up the coal.
That's Christian Slattery, the lead campaigner against Adani for the Australian Conservation Foundation, and he's involved with a court case that the ACF is launching against the federal government, alleging that they've broken their own environmental laws.
Case is a challenge to the minister's referral decision for the North Galilee water scheme. The referral decision is a sort of preliminary decision stage where the minister decides what provisions of the Act should be applied for the assessment. So in other words, what assessment processes should be applied. And what the minister has said is that although the impact of the water pipeline on threatened species and ecological communities will be considered in the assessment, the impact on water resources will not be considered. The impact on water resources under our federal environment law is referred to as the water trigger. So we're challenging the minister's failure to apply the water trigger to a key piece of water extraction infrastructure that Adani needs for their mine.
The legislation in question refers to a section of the Environmental Protection Act known as the water trigger, which mandates that large-scale coal mining developments must be assessed if they are to have an impact on water resources. Gavin Mudd, an Associate Professor of Environmental Engineering from RMIT, explains.
Several years ago, under the Gillard government, there was the right to look at the water resource impacts from coal mining and coal seam gas projects was also added because of the cross-boundary nature of a lot of the impacts on water resources. So the federal government has a right to be able to trigger the need for environmental assessment for coal and coal seam gas projects if there's a concern about water resources. I think if you're looking at big projects, whether it's Carmichael or coal seam gas or other things, I think we need to be consistent. We have these processes because there are legitimate concerns around the long-term impacts on water resources, both the volume that's taken and also the quality and the impacts on water chemistry as well. So we have these sort of processes and we really should be using them and making sure they're used properly.
The government says it only has to examine the potential impact of the pipeline carrying the water rather than the impact of actually taking the water from the surrounding region, because the water won't be used for mining, but instead for cleaning the coal. Professor Mudd disputes this.
I mean, it's an absolute furphy to split the actual processing of the coal from the actual extraction out of the ground. A coal mine operates as an integrated facility, and it's absolutely ludicrous that that sort of argument is being put forward, and just as ludicrous that that argument has been accepted by the Australian government. So I think there are impacts on the salt content and heavy metals in the water, and so that means that all of those things do need to be assessed, which I think is why really this should have actually triggered a new environmental assessment.
The issue could even have an impact on Australia's bid to work closely with its Pacific neighbours. Speaking to the ABC, Prime Minister of the island nation of Tuvalu, Inele Sopoaga, said that Australia must embrace a more sustainable future if it wants to maintain relationships with his nation.
And I'm very hopeful that under that understanding, the Australian authorities seriously considering looking into more progressive actions on renewable energy. And they are considering, and I, as a leader, they know very well that we will not be happy with, as a partner, to move forward unless they are serious and be more progressive.
That's Inele Sopoaga, he's Prime Minister of Tuvalu, speaking with the ABC, ending that report by The Wire's Luke Radford.